Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
It certainly is, and this morning we've got Jessica Parr in the studio. Morena, Jessica, how are you?
Morena, thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming in. Oh, it's great. Hey, you're part of the Auckland History Initiative, which is at the University of Auckland. What is it, though? It's kind of a nebulous sort of name. What are we talking about this morning?
Great question. The Auckland History Initiative is a research collaboration that focuses on understanding the physical and the cultural developments of Tamaki Makaurau, Auckland, as well as considering Auckland's connections with international networks of trade, governance and culture.
So it's specifically looking at Auckland as a city, basically, and then it's kind of links with other places as well. Is that through
looking
a history?
At the city and our wider region.
Okay.
Because Auckland has sprawled,
yes,
as we know. And yes, considering the macro history of Auckland too, so considering our relationship with broader trends in history, with our Pacific neighbours, with with our colonial history, taking a wider lens.
So why has this initiative come about? Is there sort of a specific thing that's kickstarted it, or is it just one of those things that's been on the burner for a while and it's a good time to talk about it?
Great question again. The initiative is within the History Department here at the University of Auckland, and it's spearheaded by Professor Linda Brider. And Auckland history attracts great interest amongst local history and heritage societies. Comparatively, there is a dearth of academic history about Auckland.
Right.
So this initiative looks to address this academic neglect, especially here in Auckland, by encouraging research that examines Auckland's development in relationship, as we were talking earlier, with wider historical trends.
Okay, yeah.
And connections with broader questions of why changes were relevant and how they've shaped our city's history.
So it is kind of looking at, I guess, how we've got to where we are today with Auckland a little bit, or?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And also so that we're putting our city's history at the heart of energetic conversations about current changes in Auckland.
It's a really interesting time, I think, across the country for conversations about our own history here, because we are in many ways a young country. I'm saying that in quote marks, because in many other ways we're not too, but our colonial history is short. Obviously it's a big year with the Tuia 250 commemorations, whether you agree with that or disagree or think it's problematic or whatever, it is sort of being marked. How do you think the conversation around where we're at with our discussions about local history in New Zealand has been changing in the last few years?
I think that people are encouraging discussion more around the value of history, and we're seeing that both here in Auckland and also at a national level with the introduction of the New Zealand history
into schools.
But I also think that, and we can see this in the research that's been done by our summer scholars and also by the research contributions made by academics, that a lot of our current, we'll call them problems in quotation marks, around things like public transport, around the pedestrianisation of Queen Street, around cultural diversity, has rich histories that we need to consider.
So this is kind of useful for not just, I guess, understanding culturally where we're at, but also really practical things like town planning and that kind of stuff. Is that what you're saying as well?
Absolutely. This research initiative is interdisciplinary, and one of our closest relationships is with architecture.
Right.
Because the built environment is important. So we consider not only how people have shaped the environment, but also how the environment has shaped the people of Auckland.
Well, I always think about this because I'm from Christchurch, and we found out very quickly with the earthquakes how the land that the city was sort of just plopped on top of really had a different idea about infrastructure. You know, you get liquefaction popping up in the middle of someone's house because it's built on a swampland. All these things are part of our sort of understandings of how we've got to where we are with our cities around the country. What are you hoping that students will get out of this Auckland History Initiative?
So one of our key focuses is students and increasing their engagement with Auckland history. Not only to stimulate their interest and their knowledge in their immediate surroundings, because most Auckland students are here living in Auckland, but also to enhance their employability. And we've done this mainly through the Summer Research Scholarship Program,
right,
which has funded by the University of Auckland. And we've also had generous private funding in the form of the Jonathan and Mary Mason Summer Scholarship. And that has allowed us to offer four positions this year. And last year it was very successful, and we had these students taking the 10 weeks over the summer to really explore and examine various aspects of Auckland's history. We had the Auckland Harbour Bridge, which for a lot of people has been quite topical with our local elections, and looking at the history, and it has a long history, our bridge. We also had the pedestrianisation of Queen Street, another hot topic, and how our last attempt in the late 70s failed.
Right, yeah.
And also we're looking at our prominent buildings, particularly the Māori Community Centre, and how that can really talk to changes in Auckland's demographic and also its development of its culture.
Well, it sounds like a really fascinating sort of project. Where can people go and find out more information about it?
We have an online platform. We have a website, which is to promote academic research as well as showcase our summer scholarship work and keep you updated with events, as public outreach is really important to the Auckland History Initiative. So ahi.auckland.ac.nz. We also have an annual symposium every year, which we try to encourage and spark interest around certain areas in Tamaki Makaurau's history. And next year, save the date of the 24th of April. It'll be here on campus, and we'll keep you updated through the website.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for coming and speaking to us this morning, Jessica. It's been a pleasure. And we look forward to hearing more about the Auckland History Institute in the future.
Thank you.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn! Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.
It's